From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Iraqi forces shelled areas outside of Mosul as their offensive to retake the country's second largest city from Islamic State militants entered its second week. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The attacks were focused near Bartella, about 15 kilometers east of Mosul. Iraqi forces, as well as Kurdish fighters, have been moving through small towns to the east and south of Mosul as they work their way closer to the city. When asked about the speed of the operation, Iraqi Lieutenant General Abdul al-Sadi told reporters it was hard to say.
It's very difficult, of course.
Al-Sadi said he is only concerned with looking after civilians and destroying the Islamic State. Time is not important. A spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition conducting airstrikes against Islamic State targets said after the first week, all objectives have been met thus far. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
French officials have begun clearing thousands of migrants from a makeshift refugee camp near Calais that has become known as the jungle. The migrants are being bused to relocation centers around the country, and the process is expected to take about a week. Russia said Monday it's not currently considering a new truce in the Syrian city of Aleppo after a brief ceasefire ended at the weekend. The deputy foreign minister, Sergei Rybkov, spoke to the Interfax news agency. It's the first official comment from Moscow on why it did not want the ceasefire to continue. A reconnaissance plane working for France's defense ministry crashed in a ball of flames at Malta's international airport Monday, killing all five people on board, according to officials. The plane plummeted into the ground nose first shortly after takeoff for an undisclosed surveillance mission. The Maltese government said there's no indication of an explosion. VOA News. The World Meteorological Organization reports that level of carbon dioxide emissions in the atmosphere has reached a record high this year, driven in part by the powerful El Niño event, which started in 2015 and continued into 2016. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The World Meteorological Organization reports the concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere reached 400 parts per million for the first time in 2015 and surged to new records this year. WMO Secretary General Petteri Tala says this symbolic but significant milestone bodes ill for the planet as these CO2 emissions will stay in the atmosphere for generations.
At the moment, we are not moving in the right direction. We are actually moving in the wrong direction.
Meteorologists say CO2 accounts for 65% of the warming effect on our climate. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Belgium has conceded it cannot sign off on a landmark EU-free trade deal with Canada because of continued objections from Wallonia and other regional leaders who rejected a late Monday deadline. During a press conference on Monday, the European Commission spokesman, Margarita Skinas, sought to give breathing room to the Belgian holdouts and urged patience for a deal he said was still possible. Without Belgium's signature, the other 27 European Union nations cannot go ahead, leaving the bloc stuck in another bitter standoff after Brexit and with its much-vaunted unity shattered amid growing popular distrust of international trade deals. Two children and another civilian were killed along with a soldier in firing across the border between India and Pakistan, according to officials on both sides of the border Monday. Pakistan's military said an 18-month-old girl and another civilian were killed on its side of the border in unprovoked firing by the Indian Army. Indian police said the late-night exchange of heavy fire occurred on its RS-Pura sector, killing an Indian border security guard and a six-year-old boy. The firing took place across the border between Indian-held Kashmir and Pakistan's Punjab province. Indian police said Monday that at least 24 rebels were killed in a shootout in eastern India, according to a local police officer. Police said they ambushed a meeting of 30 to 40 Maoists in a forest near the border of Odisha and Andhra Pradesh states that triggered the gun battles. A police spokesman that said initially 21 bodies of the Maoists were recovered and the search was continuing. They had confirmed that the death toll could rise since there were a large number of people at the meeting. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.